This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
I'm Kate Rooney, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Intel and the CHIPS Act office are reportedly close to finalizing a deal which would award the company a roughly $8 billion grant. Sources say the funds will go towards the chipmaker's factory building efforts as the Biden administration moves to dole out funds before President-elect Trump's inauguration. The government had reportedly decided to decrease the grant by roughly $500 million due to uncertainties about Intel's ability to execute on its investment commitment, along with the company's shifting technology roadmap and customer demand. Intel is also in line for a $3 billion contract to manufacture chips for the Department of Defense. Meantime, Sony is reportedly working on a handheld console that can play PS5 games to rival Nintendo's Switch. Bloomberg says it would also counter any potential mobile device from Microsoft, which makes the Xbox. Sony's portable console is likely years away from launching, but the idea builds on the PlayStation Portal, which Sony released last year and lets users play PS5 games by streaming them over the internet. And Hollywood got a big boost from Glicked this weekend. Universal's Wicked topped the box office with $114 million in the U.S. and Canada, according to Comscore. That's the best opening for a movie based on a Broadway musical and the third best domestic debut this year. While Paramount's Gladiator 2 came in second with $55 million, Universal is also owned by CNBC's parent company, Comcast. That's it from the West Coast. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.